ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 14। प्लीज रिपीट। सर्वेन्द्रिय गुण दृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताचाय युक्ताय सदाभासाय ते नमः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। माय लॉर्ड, यू आर द ऑब्जर्वर ऑफ ऑल द ऑब्जेक्टिव्स ऑफ द सेंसेस। Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problems of doubts. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. Purport. To paraphrase this verse, the objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. The objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Without your direction, the living entity cannot take even a step forward. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. You are situated in everyone's heart. And only from you come remembrance and forgetfulness. Chhayeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti durga. The living entity under the clutches of Maya wants to enjoy this material world. But unless you give him directions and remind him, he cannot make progress in pursuing his shadowy objective in life. The conditioned soul wrongly progresses towards the wrong objective. Life after life. And he is reminded of that objective by you. In one life, the conditioned soul desires to progress toward a certain objective. But after his body changes, he forgets everything. Nonetheless, my Lord, because he wanted to enjoy something of this world, we remind him of this in his next birth. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Because the conditioned soul wants to forget you, by your grace you give him opportunities life after life, by which he can almost perpetually forget you. Therefore you are the eternally the director of the conditioned souls. It is because you are the original cause of everything that everything appears real. The ultimate reality is your Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The word Sarva Pratyaya Hetave is explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that a result gives one a glimpse of its cause. For example, since an earthen pot is the result of the actions of a potter, by seeing the earthen pot, one can guess at the existence of the potter. Similarly, this material world resembles the spiritual world. And any intelligent person can guess how it is acting, as explained in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. The activities of the material world suggest that behind them is the superintendence of the Lord. So before starting, I would like to beg the blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas. So this beautiful chapter, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. So there are two points here in this verse. First, he says, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. And it is paraphrased here. The objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Observed by you. Everything is under his direction. Rohini Priya Prabhu was a very wonderful class he was giving on Sunday. On the Supreme Lord as a witness. And he was giving example of cameras. And I was thinking about this. I also shared one time this thing. That our temple also is filled up so many cameras at all different corners. So in this temple, I don't know in this hall how many cameras are there. So, and all over the ashram and all over the building and everywhere in all guest house and all the offices and everywhere the cameras put up. So even if somebody was not conscious previously that God is watching, but now everybody is conscious every time that he is under supervision of someone. And any activity can be caught. Even if somebody wants to steal Mahaprasad from the kitchen, he thinks 10 times some camera is on him or something is watching him. So, that is the job of a witness. Or somebody who is observing your activities all the time. So here he says, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. The objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Without your direction, the living entity cannot even take a step forward. Taking step forward. So the living entity is going, Brahma and Brahmite, going from one species to another species. And in this traveling, in revolving in this cycle, he's taking so many steps, so many decisions. And even in this sadhana bhakti, we are also taking so many steps towards our goal. Not an easy journey. Recently, Mahadyuti Prabhu was giving a brahmachari class. And a very nice point he was making about the mountaineers, how they climb the mountain. If some of you remember, those who were there in the class. He was mentioning about mountaineers, and if I heard properly, it was something like, if I remember properly, that he said these mountaineers, they climb the mountain, and it's too steep, 80 degree or something like that. Or something, sometimes even just approaching 90 degree. So you have to approach a climb a mountain like that, how difficult it would be. Not an easy job. So somebody asked one of these that, what makes you sure that you will reach? What inspires you to take such a difficult job? It's a difficult job, it's like climbing a steep mountain. How is it possible? Just a 90 degree perpendicular. That kind of mountain, not an easy job. So he was they were sharing that two things they keep in mind very clearly. He says one thing, they never lose the vision of their goal. They are always fixed on the goal. Their vision or their eyes or their thoughts are fixed on the goal, that this is where we have to reach. Right? Always being inspired to reach to the goal. That is very important. Otherwise one may lose just halfway only. Or second thing they said was, they never lose the vision of the goal, and each step they take, every step is very important. So every step they take, they are highly cautious. Because every step they may slip down. I hope that's what something like that he was. Every step they take, they are very cautious. And very careful how they take each step towards the ultimate goal. So climbing high mountain is very difficult job, very steep, but one takes every step very carefully. So it takes, without your direction, living entity cannot take even a step forward. So recognizing this fact that without the direction of the Lord, one cannot take even a step forward. Bhagavad Gita says, Upadrishta Anumanta Cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. You are the supreme witness, you are the supreme director, overseer, you are the super soul. So recognizing the presence of super soul, a conditioned soul or a materialistic person, he is only conscious that he is only the doer. He is doing all the activities. But he forgets this point that there is someone else who is assisting him. He neglects the role of the ultimate doer. Bhagavad Gita says, Tatra evam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam chatuyam. Atmanam kevalam. One who thinks himself as the only doer, while doing his activities, he forgets the connection with the super soul, with the supreme God. Nasapashyati durmati. He's a durmati. He is lack of poor fund of knowledge. He has no intelligence. He doesn't recognize the presence of super soul. How at every step he is being assisted by the super soul, by the supreme personality of Godhead. So Bhagavad Gita is a philosophy to be deeply contemplated upon, and one should see beyond the level of this perception of senses. And here one of the realization Gajendra is giving. So this beautiful pastime which come in this Bhagavatam, so many pastimes in every canto if you see, Gajendra's pastime if you see, Gajendra, the whole life he was absorbed in sensual activities, not seeing beyond this sensual platform, not see beyond what his eyes can see. This is the difference between a man in knowledge and the man living on animalistic propensities. He does not see anything beyond sensual platform. He doesn't have the Shastra Chakshu to base his life upon. So therefore, Gajendra was living a life on the sensual platform and he had not realized what is the goal. He was losing a sight of the goal, and at every step, apparently he was careless. But going through this hardcore struggle of fighting with crocodile brings him to this realization that what is the goal? It reminds him after a long time, after 1,000 years of struggle, it comes to his consciousness, it strikes him, what is the goal and where to fix on. Till that time he was taking shelter of so many things. So this is very interesting in Bhagavatam, if you see several pastimes. Again and again, taking a step in the life, one forgets what is the goal and one lands up taking shelter of a wrong place. And one forgets about the goal. So he's not careful about the step and he forgets the vision about the goal. So it took long struggle, so much of pain, so much of endeavor before Gajendra could realize what the goal is. Before his vision could be fixed on the goal. Therefore Gita says, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyante. After many words, somebody realized Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the beginning, the first verse it starts, Janmadi Yasyato. It focuses, Srimad Bhagavatam focuses on the Supreme Lord as the cause of all causes, on the ultimate cause. So focuses on the ultimate cause. When we are involved in so many relative truths, so many relativities of this world, right in the beginning, that if you are interested in Srimad Bhagavatam, then the first interest which is established is the common cause, Vasudev, Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Satyam Param Dhimahi. So let us meditate on the supreme personality of Godhead right in the beginning. This fact is very, if you are interested to meditate on the supreme personality, if you are not interested to be debated by any temporary cause or relative truths of this world, here is Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samitam. Bhagavatam Nama, this Bhagavatam is Brahma Samitam, is the incarnation of the absolute truth. So Bhagavatam pastimes are not going to fix you on some relative truth, but are going to elevate you to the absolute truth. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samitam. Uttama Shloka Charitam. And it is describing the glories and the qualities and the activities, charitam, of whom? Of Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka, one is glorified in choicest prayers. And what is the benefit? Nihashreyasyaya Lokasya. Nihashreyasyaya Lokasya. It's beneficial for all the human society. Ultimate benefit. Nihashreyasya, it fixes you on the common cause. It fixes you on the goal. Srimad Bhagavatam fixes you on that ultimate goal. Right in the beginning makes a very clear proposition that if this is your goal, here is a scripture for you. After Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, here is a scripture for you. So if you have understood Bhagavad Gita, you are ready to give up all dharmas, focus on the Supreme Lord, here is Srimad Bhagavatam to fix you on the ultimate goal. So oftentimes we get disturbed by the relative truths of this world. We get too entangled. Just like a mountaineer is climbing the mountain, he has to fix on the goal. So Bhagavatam is that scripture. Kalau Nashta Drishamesha. In Kali Yuga, when people have lost their vision, they are completely blinded by ignorance. So in such case, what will provide the vision? This is very important. Somebody who is blind, He doesn't know which direction to go. He is completely bewildered. So Bhagavatam provides that vision in an absolutely dark place, a completely blind person without any source of light. What a fearful condition it would be, especially when you're in the middle of the forest. How fearful it would be. So this is a Kalau Nashta Drishamesha. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving, people who are blinded, is giving the vision of the ultimate goal. So these prayers are fixing us on the ultimate goal, this wonderful philosophy. Prayers which are hardcore realizations of so many devotees who slipped in their steps. So many steps they took, they slipped out. They slipped, they realized, oh my God, they missed the goal. On each step, there's a lot of danger. After going that hardcore realization, you know what they say? Doodh ka jala chhas bhi phuk phuk kar pita hai. So one who has gone through really through hard realizations, he understands now. So Gajendra is giving this realization. That, oh my Lord, you are helping in every step. So Bhagavatam niha shreyasyaya lokasya dhanyam swastyayanam mahat. Dhanyam swastyayanam. Dhanyam. It is the all perfect. Perfect success. If somebody has to achieve, take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhanyam swastyayanam mahat. And it is all blissful. It provides the highest transcendental bliss. Srimad Bhagavatam. So if one has to fix on the goal and not get bewildered on each step and not slip into the hands of Maya, one has to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, because the prayers of these wonderful, great, exalted souls, either from their past birth or through their hard realizations of material world, or by the mercy of great sages who have realized the nature of danger at every step, they are revealing to us of this goal. Be careful of this goal. And be very careful at each and every step. Dhanyam swastyayanam mahat. Take shelter of the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam, because they are going to fix you on the goal. Nashta prayesho bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Naishtiki means which cannot be moved, fixed. So if you want fixed bhakti, take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have another example of Chitraketu Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj, how he was bewildered. Chitraketu Maharaj was also bewildered. No, apparently I was thinking, all these kings are from Vedic background. We are sure they must be given some Vedic knowledge. Like the other day I was sharing in the previous, one week before in one of the classes, that Arjun, Krishna is teaching Arjuna, Dehino Asmin Yathade, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. Now, very simple fact, if Arjun is coming from Aryan family or from a Vedic background, if that is the background of Arjun, then one has to understand, he should be knowing the basic philosophy. This is the basic philosophy taught in their schools or gurukuls. Now, if nobody teaches, but that is like Vedic era. Prabhupada says that Rikshawala also knows this basic philosophy. So, will Arjun not be knowing? Arjun knows very well. He definitely must have heard of this philosophy. Forget about Gurukul, even his ancestors, Bhishmadev must have taught him before going to Gurukul. Right? When our Nani and Dadi and all the previous elderly people, they also teach us sometimes, I hope, some families. So, what about 5,000 years ago in different Yuga and in Aryan Vedic background, he must have been taught. So similarly, all these great, great kings, were they not taught this philosophy? Definitely. Even king like Hiranyakashipu knew the philosophy. What an amazing chapter. While reading the chapter of Hiranyakashipu teachings to the mother and wife of his brother. So he is speaking the chapter so nicely, and I was taking notes in the chapter. I was thinking, wow, wonderful philosophy. But I forgot in the course that this is spoken by Hiranyakashipu. Of course, philosophy is right. But we're taking notes. Wow, what a nice philosophy, what a nice teaching. Just like, you know, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. But this is Hiranyakashipu. From Hiranyakashipu's Mukha, this philosophy is coming out. So this philosophy everybody knew. Chitraketu Maharaj must be knowing this philosophy. But he got bewildered. He was so attached to one thought that yes, he missed the goal. I want only that sun, and the sun can provide me. That is the ultimate satisfaction. Ultimate satisfaction. He missed the goal. Because the nature of material world is overwhelming. It befools you. One who gives up Krishna consciousness, sarvajnana vimudhamschan vidhi nashtana chetasa, he is befooled in his endeavors for perfection. He is befooled by maya. Chitraketu Maharaj was also something like that. He missed the goal. He said, I have everything, only satisfaction is one sun. It's so difficult to fix someone on the goal. Other day I was giving an example that just like giving a medicine to a horse. Prabhupada gives the example. How you have to give medicine to the horse? The doctor has to really, four people have to come and hold the mouth of the horse and somebody has to thrust the medicine inside. So it's so difficult to wake up a conditioned soul to this ultimate goal and not miss the goal and take every step carefully fixing towards that goal. Vivasatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana. Krishna is telling Arjuna, kuru nandana. What, you are behaving like a child? Oh, beloved child of the Kurus, you fix your resolute determination. Very difficult to fix on the goal. So, Chitraketu Maharaj also missed out. Another verse I was reading on Srimad Bhagavatam in 12th canto, 13th chapter. Which another verse glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedant Saram Hi Idam Bhagavatam Ishyate. It is the essence of all Vedic literatures. And it's so very important to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, because once somebody takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tad Rasamrit Triptasya. Once, this is the realization after 12 cantos. If somebody has systematically developed this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, Tad Rasamrit Triptasya. Triptasya means satisfaction. The satisfaction one will achieve from establishing this Sambandha with Krishna, with Srimad Bhagavatam, Tad Rasamrit Triptasya Nanyat Asti Rati Kochit. He will never go on for any other pleasure. Rati, he will not hanker for any attraction to any other scripture. Any other scripture. Purananam Idam Tatha. If this is like, this is the one of the Purana, such a Puran Bhagavatam is, that once Rasamrit Triptasya, if performing service under the spiritual master, one has taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam in service attitude. Rasamrita Triptasya. This guarantee is given that Rasamrita, such a rasa or nectar will be available that one will be fully satisfied. Nanyad Asti Rati Kvachit. He will not look for any other scripture. Such beautiful, such nicely, Bhagavatam fixes your vision on the goal. Beautiful. It behooves all of us to take shelter, because Krishna has very kindly appeared. Chitraketu Maharaj had missed the goal. We are sure he must be knowing this philosophy. But when the sages came to preach him, no, my satisfaction is sun. It took him really a hard endeavor to understand that Nanyat Asti Rati Kvachit, there is no other satisfaction. Bhagavat Sevaya, serving these great souls, their messages they had given to me, that is the only, then he opens out his ears. Bharat Maharaj is another example. It takes a lot to understand actually. It takes a lot. Bharat Maharaj traveling all the way, step after step after step after step. So carefully he took each and every step. What a fearful condition this material world is. So fearful. Even in sadhana bhakti, so fearful. Recently somebody was asking question. Krishna Prabhu or somebody asked this question on the recent Bhagavatam class, Padmanand Maharaj, about the fear. How such a fear is created. So Maharaj was telling that it's a very healthy fear. This fear is good. Of course, this fear doesn't make us depressed or anything, but the fear is good because it behooves us to take. So one devotee was asking 2 days back, he was discussing, he was sharing his heart, that it's so difficult to understand, these principles are so important, but one get entangled in the so many activities, one does not take shelter of Krishna. Like I said, tatra evam sati kartaram, one always, I am the doer, I can maintain myself, I can do my services, but does not take shelter. So very so fearful condition. So Bharat Maharaj at Bhava stage also got bewildered, as it is explained in Bhagavatam. Very high stage. But that slept, he slipped out. Missed the goal. One of the actually qualities of bhakti is it makes one soft-hearted. Right? But then the danger is, a person, sometimes we see people leave their homes, like many of devotees who are full-time residents, they leave their homes. They come here. So sometimes it is said that people think that, I hope it is not hard-heartedness. And sometimes it does happen because sometimes the nature of material world is saying we become hard. And initially one gives up all the attachments, runs and comes to the ashram thinking that, oh, I have renounced. Sometimes it happens. Not every case, but sometimes. So that hard-heartedness is there. And a person doesn't feel any pain. Oh, you know, I am going for a mission. I am going for a revolution. I am going for this and that. So many idealistic thoughts. So head is in the sky, but feet are not on the ground sometimes. So the point is, so much, this is so hard-heartedness. But then when one practices bhakti over a few years, stays in the association of really advanced souls, naturally what happens? The heart becomes soft. One start developing emotions. Okay, some thought that, oh my God, I gave so much pain to some people at certain time. So much pain. Heart becomes soft. Some emotion comes. But then again, not rightly understood, not rightly directly, not rightly dovetailed, one tend to miss the goal. Every step there is a danger. So Bharat Maharaj also got very emotional towards that deer. That was really a painful scene. A mother deer crossing the river, and just because the cry of a tiger was there, or what, some animal. And the mother deer lost the baby. And the baby deer, the cub or baby deer, fell down in the river. And the Bharat Maharaj immediately got up and saved the deer and felt great compassion. Now, very nature to be compassionate, but now what he is thinking? I am a saintly person. I am on this saintly path at least. I am supposed to be compassionate. I am supposed to be soft-hearted. I am supposed to help others. Sarva bhuta hite rataha, Bhagavad Gita says. I am supposed to be the well-wisher of every living entity. All the shlokas start ringing in the head, you know. Oh, I am supposed to be the well-wisher, this and that and this and that. See, even when one knows Shastra, still sometimes it becomes so difficult, one misses the goal. Knowing the Shastra also. It's a pitiable condition. So he's telling, he sees the deer and he feels, I am the compassionate. I have to take care of this deer. I am the well-wisher. I am the only friend. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. I am the representative of the Supreme Lord. After all, what is the goal of a meditation? All the goal of a meditation was to shower compassion on other living entities. So now Krishna has sent this opportunity. Why not? I must shower compassion. And who will feed the deer? Is there anyone who will feed the deer? I have to feed the deer. I have to take care of the deer. Mother is not there. I have to make sure deer is taken care of in the warmth and too much cold. And then deer, when there are wild animals, who will protect the deer? So many wild animals, this forest. So he gets very feeling compassion to the deer. He keeps the deer next to him. And then he starts thinking like this. And all these thoughts turn into feeling. Thinking turns into feeling. He starts developing emotions to the deer. He started looking at the deer, such soft deer, such beautiful eyes, such beautiful feet, such beautiful body. It's so beautiful this deer is. And this feeling turns into willing. He starts fondling with the deer. When he lays down, he puts the deer next to him. Sometimes he puts the deer on his chest. He smells the deer. He relishes the breath of the deer. He embraces the deer, he goes to the forest, he takes the deer on his back So much load he has to carry, but no, deer will be eaten by wild animals, so I have to protect. See, at every step, even shastras are ringing in his head, but something wrong is taking place. Wrong chemistry, mismatch, wrong shloka at the wrong time. So he got so attached, he got missed the goal. Such a difficult situation. And then he's playing with the deer, he's fondling with the deer, he's looking at the deer, he takes deer everywhere. Morning time comes, he sits for his meditation. He sits for his morning rituals, whatever he has to do. He has to do his sacrifice, takes bath, get ready, sits down in Vedic posture. And every 5 minutes he gets up. He goes and sees how the deer is doing. Is the deer doing properly? Is everything okay? I hope the deer is safe. Comes back. Another 15 minutes, he again comes. Timing is not given, but I'm just paraphrasing. That every now and then, he goes and looks at the deer. Every now and then. Material world captures you at every step. Captures us at every step. So he's captured. He doesn't realize he's captured in what is so-called compassion. Material compassion, lamentation, and tears are signs of ignorance of real self. So sometimes one thinks I know Shastra, then he wants to apply it. And when a sadhu comes and chastises him, he thinks, what kind of sadhu is he? Does he not know how to behave properly? Does not appreciate the presence of sadhus. So this Bharat Maharaj was, nobody was there to tell him. And then he's playing with the deer, and thus on the meditation, he's not able to meditate. Although eyes are closed, but he's thinking of the deer. That's another beautiful word. I love that word Prabhupada uses there. Feigning meditation. And actually, Prabhupada does not use. Actually, when the deer, so what happens, he's so much fondling with the deer, one day, he realizes deer is not there. And he wonders, where is the deer? And he starts contemplating, reflecting back. Did I do some mistake? Any impiety I performed? Any aparadha I performed to the deer? Why did the deer left me? He got so absorbed. He said, just see this earth. This earth is so glorious that earth has got the footsteps of the deer. You know, like gopis are glorifying, oh, this earth is so glorious that Krishna... Jayati Tehdikam Janmana Vraja Shreyata Indira Shashvatatri. This land of Vrindavan is glorious. So he is telling this land, earth is glorious because the deer's beautiful feet are there. He said, maybe the moon, I can see some, maybe on the moon my deer is there. Moon has taken my deer. And he really just goes mad like that. And the beautiful point there is, and he remembers all the beautiful time deer, he says, he uses the word. He says, when I used to feign meditation, my eyes would be half open and I was trying to meditate, but my eyes would be looking at the deer. My eyes would be wondering where the deer is. When I used to feign meditation, the deer would come and tickle me sometimes, trouble me sometimes, touch me sometimes, and I would get angry. Let me meditate. But then, in the mind, I was thinking of deer. Feigning meditation. This is the result of feigning meditation. Feigning meditation, one misses the goal. How careful the meditation has to be. Meditation on the goal. So, like that, another thing. So, it took a lot to understand. He became a deer. Prabhupada quotes this example in Antakare Chamam Eva in Bhagavad Gita. He had to become a deer and then Jad Bharat, and it took a lot to understand and really fix on the goal. And these are all previous ages in all the Vedic trained kings, Vedic age. Kali Yuga, how much distraction is there at every step. Krishna is telling her, this Parapat Prabhupada is telling, Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivishto. If you want forgetfulness, I promise you, I will give you forgetfulness. Scientists are making wonderful discoveries, and sometimes we wonder how to answer them sometimes. Somebody is not so mature in preaching, he gets bewildered. But one should understand, scientists may also discover something which are completely inconceivable. But so what? Krishna is facilitating their forgetfulness. Our faith on Shastra should not move that what truth have been established, absolute truth. So therefore, this beautiful, fixing on the absolute truth. One should not get bewildered by that. Sarvasya Chaham. So Krishna gives forgetfulness if you want, and he will give you remembrance if you want, but you have to show that you want the remembrance. Even to sense gratify, Prabhupada is writing here, Krishna only gives the remembrance. What does he say? Observer of all the objectives of the senses. So if you want remembrance, Krishna is ready to give, provided we are ready to take shelter. That's why. Kalau nashta drishamesha puran arko adunodita. This puran is brilliant like sun, which has come to dispel the darkness after Krishna has left this world. Srimad, what is that? Puranarko adunodita, puranarko, like the sun, this puran has come to dispel, provided we are ready to take shelter. Remembrance of Supreme Personality of Godhead is promised to us. And then, this is one point mentioned about remembrance and forgetfulness. Each step one has to take very carefully, that one goes to the goal, does not miss out the goal. And what will show us, give us light? Sarva lokai kadrik prada. Sir, what will give us light? The whole world needs some light, needs some direction. When Prabhupada is telling that a horse has to be fed a medicine-like thrust in the throat. So similarly, it's so, every moment we are blinded. So somebody needs to show us light. So here we have these pastimes, prayers of Gajendra showing us light at every step. Provided one is ready to understand and absorb himself in these prayers. Take shelter of these prayers. Sarva lokaika drikprada, definitely Sanatana Goswami is telling that it will give drishti to all the people if somebody takes shelter. These beautiful pastimes. How somebody misses the goal, and it takes so much to understand the goal. Anyway, better late than never. That way devotional service is all perfect. That's why this is said, swasti ayanam mahat. It is a supreme, perfect, blissful process. The qualified, unqualified, whoever you are, whatever you are, whether you are anything, just come and take shelter. And slowly or fast, it's all fast as compared to the degraded condition. And then next point, second point Prabhupada is making is about this material world appears to be so real. Why? Because it is reflection of Krishna's spiritual world. Because of Krishna's existence, Krishna's energy, Krishna's potency makes it appear so real. But this is not so real. This is not real. Real happiness is in the spiritual world. Somebody was just giving me an example just a few minutes like before coming to the class. He said we went to that, those fun fairs, Astral World and all those places, they have bumper cars. Huh? And those children sit in the cars and they are, driving here and driving there and zoom, zoom, and they are enjoying and all the, one brother is sitting there, one friend is there, they are all like striking each other and going in this direction, as if it is all, they are big holder of big cars now. But it's very costly, and 3 minutes it finishes. And then he's looking at each other's face. Finish? Papa, finish? More, I want more, I remember we used to do, my brother used to go there when we were young. My father used to take. In 3 minutes it finishes. So material pleasure is, so that is like an illusion, Come out, we will take you in our Mercedes standing outside Astral World. Come. No, I want this car. So I want to have the proprietorship of the, I want to feel that I am the owner of the car, I am driving. How stupid. It's all illusory. And father has to support all the more. Not that you sit there and okay, independent. Father, you go home, now I'll drive my car and come back to Churchgate. No, it doesn't happen. So similarly, here Krishna is supporting everything, and also it is the reflection of the real. That's why you are enjoying. And by your existence, it becomes so relishable. Father's hand is there, it becomes so relishable. If father doesn't have give money, who will take him inside? They will throw him out, go away. So it's appearing so real. So Srimad Bhagavatam also gradually takes it one by one by one by one to the real pastimes. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after taking his darshan, he realized what he was hoping for was broken pieces of glass. And he says, what is that? Idam Prasuptam. I forgot that prayer. But he says, all my senses which appeared to be dead were suddenly awakened. First time I was experiencing life in my body, in my existence. First time by taking your darshan. All the senses are dead or inactive. We have not experienced the highest pleasure. But if one sincerely takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can experience the same spiritual rasa. One can get rid of all the material rasas. Same spiritual rasa can be understood to the highest bliss possibility if one takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Puranarko adunodita. Like that. Such beautiful are these prayers, Gajendra's prayers of surrender after going through a lot. He says, without your direction, living entity cannot take even a step forward. At every step he is helping, he makes it appear real so that you relish it. But actually, if you have to relish the highest rasa, understand these prayers and understand what is reality. Like that. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. It's all under my supervision. But then my, the ultimate cause, the absolute truth, one has to focus. Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So this bhakti is born by service to a person Bhagavat, person to service to a book Bhagavat. Such glorious is the process given by Srila Prabhupada, who takes us out, thrusts that medicine like into the horse. But maybe it's even more difficult than the horse. At least horse you can hold and give the medicine. But in conditioned life it's really difficult. It's really, really difficult. Therefore, he again comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Prabhupada gives the whole introduction in Bhagavatam as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Without the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how can you enter into the pastimes of Bhagavatam? So one can pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga karuna karo dinahina jane mosamapatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. And very humbly, one after understanding this miserable, one is ready to adjust anything, any adjustment. Kuch bhi karne ko tayar hai. Dante trinadhari gaura, daki he tomara. What is that? Kripa kori aiso amar hridaya mandire. Yadi daya na koribe, patita dekhiya. If you do not show mercy, patita pavan naam kisera lagiya. Podechi bhavatu fane nahika nistara. Nahika nistara, it's not possible to deliver. Podechi bhavatu fane nahiko nistara. Sri Chaitan, what is that? Sri Charane tarani dane dase koro para. Sri Charan Taranidane, give me the boat of your lotus feet where I can take shelter and I can cross. Otherwise, everywhere is your material energy. Sakali Tumara Maya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur Dasiranu Dasa Prarthana Koroe Sada Narotam Dasa. He's praying. Servant of servant of servant of Sri. That is the appropriate mood actually to get Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. Ready to serve anywhere, anyhow, anyone, if it gives me the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.